Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for having us broadcast worldwide live over the internet. Good evening to you, listeners. Thank you for being here this evening. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. This is a simulcast with a conference call, as usual. It is April the 12th, and we are approaching the 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 minutes away. So let us hang out. So far, we are here with the two of us, Jeannie and myself, and we will wait for more people to show up. So, Jeannie, I had a rain day yesterday, and I most likely will have one tomorrow.
A rain day? You mean
yes.
The weather? Or your
yes,
work?
So how did we, I'm in the solar, installing solar systems, and then you depend on the weather lots of times.
Oh, yeah, kind of like construction and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gijs. This is Joni.
Good evening, Joni. Welcome. How are you?
Pretty good now. Thank you.
All right. I'm glad to hear your voice. How have you been?
Pretty rough for a few months, but we're back on the comeback trail.
Good. Good to have you.
Thank you. I play the replays a lot.
All right, good. It's great to have, yeah, this option.
So, Gijs, is that your own company or?
No, I'm working for a company.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Do you do work in the Sacramento area as well, or just up there?
I was on the 80 there, but I can't remember the name, like an upscale little area. But usually it's around over here, you know, to Redding.
Yeah.
Frequently, and now and then Yuba City, toward your direction, but in that area pretty much.
Okay, so what's the name of your company if I wanted to get a solar panel, which I someday do?
Yes, because we bought another company in Yuba City last year, so we're close to you there.
Oh, okay.
And but it is AES, Alternative Energy Systems.
AES, okay.
We are a dealer for SunPower. That is a worldwide brand of equipment, the modules.
SunPower, C-I-N or S-I-N?
S-U-N-P-O-W-E-R.
Oh, SunPower. Okay, I see.
Yes.
Okay. A-E-S, SunPower. Okay. Well, hopefully I'll be giving you a call one of these days.
That'll be great. That'll be great. Yes, mention my name.
Got to get a new income stream going here.
Right. Yeah, you know, lots of people are very happy with the system. You look at the numbers, and then down the line, you know, if your utilities get way less, then you're in a good position.
Yeah. Yeah, because energy is not only getting expensive, but it's the way it's, you know, I mean, coal and oil and all that.
Yes.
It's just natural gas. It's just no good for the earth, you know, so.
And a heads up on, if you would call our company, we do about half of the systems. I'm in the residential department, and about half of the jobs we do is a lease that people, you know, go through a lease, which we provide also, or your own financing.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane. Oops, excuse me. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thanks. Hello,
well,
Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
All right. And I think somebody else joined in. If so, please say your name and location. All right. Maybe this is just a ding.
I'm here still. It's April in Las Vegas.
April, welcome.
Hi.
All right. Man, nothing but women. What am I doing here?
You're drawing them in.
All right. And we are live on BBS. I don't know who's listening in, but we welcome you. Thank you for being here. And we are at the clock of 6. I haven't even checked And, funny thing, not so funny, my recording online is stuck, so I could not play a recording at this point.
Huh.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Raiden
Knight. Good evening, hi. It's Cleo from Connecticut.
Two people. That is Raiden Knight and Cleo from Connecticut. Thank you very much for being here, my friend.
Thank you, hi.
And more people joining. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Good evening, Dharmananda. Welcome.
Hi. I'm having trouble with Google Voice, so I think I might call in again or listen on Google.
All right. Good luck with that. Thank you for being here. And more people joining. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how is everybody?
Good evening, Don, and welcome.
Thanks.
Hello, Terry. Good to have you.
Thank you.
You sound the background.
Do we have feedback or echo?
You sound good so far. It's both lines are kind of weak, particularly Terry's, but we have all the lines open. Let me mute the dings. All right, so the dings are off. Welcome all. Thank you for being here, Wynn and Terry. I gave the mic to you, Wynn. We are at 6:02.
Just a moment, okay?
All right. You know,
before I take the mic.
All right. My recorder is stuck on the frequency. I would not be able to.
I just sent the email out.
Welcome those that came on board here in the last couple of minutes. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove.
Good evening, Ron. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good evening. Hi, it's here.
Yeah. All right.
Deb in Oregon.
Good evening to you, Deb. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, is it Terry in Nevada?
Yes.
Hello, Terry. Good evening to you.
You too.
All right, I'm PBS Radio. Thank you for joining in with us here tonight. As this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call.
I'm just checking in for questions. Okay.
All right. Yes, it is Wednesday. My head sometimes loses track of the day. Yesterday I was all getting ready to do the conference call, and then I realized, wait, it isn't Wednesday. It's Tuesday. And as usual, the Wednesday evening means that if you have questions, you can online or email submit these to Wynn, and those might be answered. You're live on the call tonight.
Almost ready. Now, am I loud enough?
You are doable.
I don't have my normal headset today. Okay.
As long as you have your normal head, then you're well on your way.
I didn't think I was going to be here today. Okay. I thought we were going to go back.
All right. Can I mute the lines, Wynn?
Not quite. Yeah, just a moment. I'm going to get one more question here.
Can't hear him.
I'll get louder before we're done.
Take a shot of whiskey, Wynn.
Take a shot of whiskey, huh? Okay.
You're away in the background.
I'll get louder. I know. Okay, there we go. Okay, that's better now, right?
Get this.
Okay, I'm using one of those headsets that's just in my ear, and it's the very best of all the ear ones, but it's still not as good as a Bloom headset. which I didn't bring. I said, I'm not going to need it, right? I don't know why I don't prepare myself, but I didn't. So now it's not so loud, correct? That's so good, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you use speakerphone or not? You need to hold it.
Well, if I use speakerphone, Terry's in the same room as me.
Okay.
And it'll screw it up, okay? So here we go. I'll just put my hand over it and cup it, and then it'll work, and I think we'll be okay. Occasionally, if I drop out, it's what? It's choppy? Is everybody muted, Hayes?
Yeah, no, we're all open line still.
Okay. Well, you're a little, okay? What?
You're a little choppy but doable.
All right, sorry, but I'll
you're
do the
fine.
Best we can. I'm
you're
fine.
Fine.
Okay. So, get everybody. Why don't you mute everybody?
All right.
And,
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everybody on this line.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 12th, 2017, Wynn and Terry in Scottsdale. Father, Mother, God, we ask right now for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person on this call, and Terry and myself. Be taken to the highest realm.
Can you?
Wait a second.
Now you're back again.
You're back now.
Any negativity, be taken to the highest realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in energy radiating from the center.
Lost
of the
you. Can't hear you.
Can't hear you again.
Through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra On, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are pleased to be with you, as it is the sacred moment in time when we are. If with you, discard it as it is not meant for you at that time. We do not come to the telephone line, we come directly to you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And let me just say, if Terry has a reservation about doing sessions right now because she's afraid that she'll move out of her body and stop her healing process. Is she?
Well, that's not exactly it.
Okay. And,
this does not apply right now.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask, and we have some questions, all right?
Good.
First one is from Edna. A few weeks ago, I woke up and called in the light. I felt some chakra work was about to be done on me while I was connected with the higher realms. I felt very strong energy presence in my power chakra and third eye. It was beautiful and very strong. I started seeing some images while going through that power work. Could the sources tell me if the work being done on my power chakra is helping to recuperate my memory and clearing the program done to me while I was captured and sent to Earth? And if you want to ask it, I think that the underlying question is, how do I clear that programming, okay? Or any suggestions on it, if you accept me adding that to it. Okay, thank you.
It is a continuous healing process. And each and every person in the third density runs into something. Just by nature of being in the third density, that takes them out of their center as they connect with the other aspects of the third density in order to be here. Life is a connected process where it is just not you alone. It is a connection with the third density where you have a lot of different aspects working in synergy together to bring forth the life. Life is just not merely one aspect. A being is a complex entity with many factors working together. So, these other factors, yourselves, your heart, your glands, your organs, they are all working together. It has been said that you have, and this is not a correct number, but it just gives an approximation, you have hundreds of thousands of cells listening in on you and working together with you. You have your chakra system. You have your higher self that is working with you. So, when this happens to you, be aware and be listening and be with the process, as there are many factors working together here. Thank you.
I have a question added on to that. It's been part of my experience that when we have a track of old patterns, which everybody has, that if you do things that are above the track, an entire timeline, then that track, and the track doesn't disappear. It comes right back when you go back into the lower timeline. But it, over a long time, you start to accommodate yourself to operating in a higher timeline where that track is not in your face all the time. And can you comment on that? Is that true for most people?
when you are in the third density, you're in third density time track. And if you move into a higher density, you move into that time track. But as you are in the third density, you are experiencing the phenomena of the third density. So we do not, we see that if a person tries to maintain a higher time track at the same time of the lower time track, they may induce a split, which can be confusing. One can be connected to the higher realms at the same time, but it is a matter of focusing. So if one tries to refocus into the higher realms all the time, it can get confusing in connecting with their everyday life. Does that make sense?
Yes. So how does one integrate this? If in the aspect of the law of one, there is no higher and there is no lower. It's all one.
Yes.
Yet from this level, we experience graduations. Or not graduations, but gradations. That's the word I wanted to use. Gradations. Because we're not experiencing the law of one directly, and we probably won't experience it except in glimpses. So, what is the question? The question is, I was thinking of the time when I used to hitchhike around the country, and it felt like I had let go of 3D, and I was experiencing almost every day with synchronicities and magic and phenomena, and that when I stopped, I couldn't hold on, I couldn't make that energy continue. I didn't know how. But when I was moving very fast and without any sense of specific direction, but giving myself up to the flow, everything happened magically. And, of course, I couldn't stay in that place unless I wanted to travel all the time. Okay? So then the question was, how do I integrate that place I experienced when I was doing that with life, okay, so that I can function? And can you comment on that?
You'd let go of a lot of the stuck points, the stuck location. The stuckness of interactions, certain interactions, you've gotten free-flowing. It is still in the third density, but it is free-flowing, and it is like mastery of the third dimension. What looks into the fourth?
Thank you. Next question is from, hang on, I know Orion went down, I'll be up in just a second, just a moment. This is from Dave Ferringer, and he has a question about his daily fatigue, and he has itchy eyes sometimes, and he's concerned that his cat is causing his fatigue. He also comments that he thinks the SEACT is helping. So I guess his question is, is there a connection between his cat and his fatigue, or can you make any comments as to the cause of his fatigue?
as you build your immune system higher, then you will not react to the cat. As you build your immune system, your immune system will take care of those details. We suggest that you do things to build your immune system higher. SCIT is a start to help clear out debris from your system, but you need to build it also with good vitamins and minerals and herbs and enough really good food to make your system stronger.
Thank you. Okay, this is a question from John Siborowski, and it's relating to a conversation that I had with him a couple of days ago. And we were talking about world events. And, of course, John pinpoints a lot of things in the world and wants them not to be the way they are, some of the negative stuff that goes on. And one time you commented that John really cares about people, and it's one of the reasons that he has that concern about world events. And I made the comment that I thought that it might be creating fear in him as to, oh my God, this is happening. Oh my God, that is happening. And he says, I don't feel that I am fearful of any current events. So, I mean, it's not for me to say it's fearful. That was just a thought that went through my head. So, you want to make any comments about this? John, it's not a clear-cut question, but perhaps you could shed some light.
The events that are going on in the world are, when one looks at them square on, cause for concern. And there's the normal reaction of concern. We do not see that your comment applies.
My comment applies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Next question is from Valerie. Okay. Just reiterating to Dave Ferringer, build your immune system, okay? These things to build your things to build your immune system. Here we go. I would say things like a lot of vitamin C, colloidal silver, you know, and other things that are particularly directed towards the immune system. A lot of vitamins in general. Making sure you got a balanced diet. Okay. Next question is from Valerie, okay? And she's thanking you and Jerry so much for continuing to answer our questions. Now, Susie, I forget who Susie is, but I have a feeling it's a relationship to Valerie. Susie's been having a lot of loud ringing in her ears. By the way, Valerie, as I recall, is in Livermore. Is that her husband trying to connect directly with her? And otherwise,
would you repeat that, please? She's been having a lot of what?
Ringing in her ears, and is that her husband trying to connect directly with her? Okay.
This is Valerie. That's asking.
Yeah, but she's asking about Susie.
And so, Susie has been having ringing in her ears?
Yes. I'm sorry, Valerie, maybe we should put that off. Because, Valerie, why don't you reference your previous question? Because I don't know if they're tuning into who Susie is. I think Susie might have been your daughter, but I don't remember that. And I think they answered a question previously, but I don't. We're not referencing the previous question in this moment.
Thank you. Yes, we need to be able to zero in on Susie, and also there's been a lot of earth ringing activity in the area. We assume that she is in California. There's been a lot of earth ringing, which can supply ringing in one's ears. So we need more information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And now another question. This is from Dharmananda. And Dharmananda, I don't know if you can demand them to do something. And, you know, I've had conversations about this privately. And we'll see if they want to answer it publicly, okay? But I'll read your question, and we'll see what comes up. We really love Terry and having her channel so you can communicate, so we can communicate with you. So will you please heal her now? We will really miss her. She leaves us here. And we'll have no one else that we can talk to through. We love you and all that you have done for us. Thank you. Dharmananda.
Thank you. We are attentive to Terry's situation. Thank you.
That's the end of the answer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I am sure they're working with her. You know, I'll make my own comment here, and that is that just because Jerry and I channel, just because we are the representatives representing these guys in this realm, to probably absolve us from a certain amount of karmic situations that we both have independently. But it doesn't totally change our track, so we don't have those situations. And in all this time that we've been communicating with the Elohim and the Ra group as well, I've developed kind of a feeling for this, and that the things that are the obstacles, it's not like, in my opinion, it's not like they wave a magic wand, and this is true for everybody. It's not like they wave a magic wand and things are healed and things go away. They have to be able to move into this dimension. I'll ask them to clarify what I'm saying.
Thank you. We would like to make one comment. Wynn and Terry are working within the third density, have third density bodies, and so are subject to the laws of the third density. For instance, a good part of Terry's situation is genetic. In other words, passed down from grandmother to father to daughter. They are part and parcel acting in the third density, and so there are third density issues to be dealt with. That is the clue.
Thank you. So, in other words, it's not like you can make wave a magic wand and make anything shift in the third density. There's a certain amount of prerequisites for that to occur. Am I right there?
There is the genetics that are applicable and are turned on, and so at this point it is dealing with the matters of the third density and bodies in the third density.
Thank you. So if somebody has genetic issues, does that mean they're stuck? Or how would one shift a genetic issue?
We do not wish to go into the details. Different circumstances, different people have different solutions.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, that's our last question for tonight, and it's 6:33. And is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we close out the questions? Terry? Oh, she's coughing. You want to close, Terry?
Give us a moment. We appreciate each and every person who asks a question. And we see that as certain people ask questions, we not only see the person, but we see the circumstances and the surrounding of the person, where they are, and the differences in the timing and the time zone, and the differences that the people live under. We see that when one comes into the third density, they undertake a difficult journey. And each incident can provide learning, or it can become a hang-up. If one flows with the situation, then this will bring them through it, as the universe brings to each and every individual in each and every situation universal laws, which then bring them through difficult situations. The higher universal laws may act in a way that people do not understand, yet in the long run, there is a bigger picture which allows for situations to be moved through, learning and experiences to be handled and people to come through the other side and to move to a better life. Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe I'll ask from your point of view, should we close the session now and let Terry rest, or should I ask some general questions?
If you would like to ask another question or two, go ahead.
Okay. Well, one of the things I know is on a lot of people's minds is the state of the world. And this has kind of been predicted for a long time in our sessions, even in Carla Rucker's sessions and in David Wilcox's sessions. And we are in the middle of a transitionary world. People are wondering about Donald Trump. Some people that didn't like him suddenly don't like him because of what he did in Syria. Other people that liked him didn't like what he did in Syria. We have a lot of agendas. We have our news and our media manipulated, which there was a whole chapter in the reincarnation about that in the year 2001 when Wilcox did that session. And it was not so obvious to me what that meant then, but they talked about the media treating you like you're in a circus ring and just being manipulated, and a whole chapter expanding on that and recommending that if one wants to stay centered, they should not pay too much attention to the media. But there's so much going on in the world now, it's hard not to. And I don't know what, when we pay attention to the media, are we getting more discernment or are we giving power to the wrong direction?
Take what you hear in the media and even what the individuals involved say with a grain of salt, because they may or may not be telling the truth. They may have an agenda. They may have someone that is on their case that is causing them to act in certain ways. So do the best you can when you're listening to the media to get alternate points of view and to see what makes sense to you. Do not get all excited and head up over what is going on, because this may be exactly what they are leading you to feel, to empathy with, to react to, and it may be totally false. So be very, very discerning when you listen to the news, whether you take it as truth and then react and get all upset, or whether you think that this may be how it's slanted so that they can get you to feel certain ways.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, when you start paying attention, one of the things I realize is sometimes they play both sides against the middle. In other words, you can't say this is negative and this isn't, because they both are negative. They're both sourcing from negative, but they both are diametrically opposed. So it keeps you rattling around in this polarity between two diametrically opposed points of view and keeping you out of your God center or your creative center or your consensus reality shifting center, keeps you bouncing around looking for something that's true out there. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And there is a general feeling about some of the controllers that they need to keep people off base and scared and worried, and that the people are easier to control when they are in that state. So the media attempts to bring true disturbing information often that throw one off to the center and scare one. It makes it hard to progress and to build when that is going on.
It's kind of like looking for solutions outside yourself, yes? Thinking that Trump is going to save the day, or Hillary is going to save the day, or some figure is going to save the day, when in fact...
Right.
Each
when
of us,
that is not true.
Each of us has to save our own day, one way or another.
If everyone saved their own day, it would be a very much stronger country.
Yeah. Okay. And any thing that you would be wish to comment on the potential probability vortices for any earth changes? I know that you don't like to say anything in that respect, because earth changes, I believe, are affected by the consciousness of the people. A lot of things are. So anything you want to comment on that?
There is a pattern that starts when there's a deep earthquake in the South Pacific, and then earthquakes spread out from that deep earthquake, going to its west or east, rather, across the United States, and west across India, Kathmandu, into the Mediterranean, Iran, and then to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. Then when the energy reaches Mid-Atlantic Ridge, it goes deep into the earth. And if it is strong enough, it can create another deep earthquake off of New Zealand and the South Pacific, and it happens all over again. When there is a deep earthquake anywhere, then there is a chance, or the good possibility, that there will be a series of other earthquakes, shallower and of greater magnitude, that are releasing energy and moving both east to the east and to the west, to the Mediterranean, would be west from the South Pacific, or California and toward the United States and South America, would be east. And so the energy rings the earth. Sometimes individuals hear the ringing in their ears when the earth is ringing with energy, and it can be a sign that there is an earthquake, that the energy will release at some point soon. that is a little bit about how the energy of earthquakes work.
When we do whole planet healing and we work with the energy of the earth, are we being effective? Can you tell us a little more about how we can be maximally effective with what we're doing on whole planet healing?
It is having some effect. You are leaving now energy that is moving through Irene and Mediterranean area and up to Europe. That is very important too. And the energy that is moving through California, it is deep within the earth, or it is moving over the surface in certain channels. And there's a pattern to the earthquake. So you are helping. However, if you could look at the bigger picture, this could even help more.
Okay. Well, if Terry's up for it, we'll do a private session, and I'll try to understand how to be of the highest benefit in this respect. Sooner or later, are major earthquake changes inevitable?
It is a process that is ongoing. So, earth changes are inevitable in this ongoing process as you're just releasing energy and taking into account energy. It is a momentary, by moment, adjustment to energies within the earth, and that are being subjected to earth.
Thank you. You know, I would just like to comment and remind everybody, if you haven't read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, there was a comment from the Ra group that, and this is from David Wilcock, that Edgar Cayce's devastation prophecy, which is his most famous prophecy, where he said California will go down, blink of an eye, Europe will go down, Japan will go down. And even when I was younger, I remember reading that. I said, we better get out of Berkeley, and we were taking vacations, saying, is this the weekend for the big one? And then later, somewhere else in Edgar Cayce's readings, it was said, these changes will happen gradually. And through Wilcock, the Ra group, let's just say the voice that identified itself as the Ra group, commented on that Edgar Cayce prophecy, the devastation one, and they said that wasn't them. You know, the implication, and we have, there's a lot of study to put this together, but I came to the conclusion that it was the Ra group speaking through Edgar Cayce. And at one point, I asked a question somewhat recently, and I asked it for Terry, could we access the Ra group and get that kind of information? And they said that the configuration that the Ra group put together for Edgar Cayce is no longer present in its complete configuration. I'm giving you an insight on how these guys work on the other side. They look at opportunities, and they put together configurations to work with a particular opportunity. I would guess that they've put together configuration of the Elohim group and the Ra group to work through Terry and to work through our group. And it's an interesting observation about how things work on the other side, because that configuration that was working through Edgar Cayce was no longer present. I mean, they could regroup it again if there was a reason for it. But at the moment, it doesn't feel like there's a reason. Like, we have a configuration of part of the Ra group and part of the Elohim group, and it's an interesting observation on how they function on the other side, looking for opportunities. This is the way it looks to me anyway. I'll have them comment on this. Looking for opportunities and creating configurations of groups to work with a given opportunity. So can you comment on that? Do I have it kind of correct from your point of view?
We have merged for the purposes of your group aspects of the Elohim and aspects of the Ra group to particularly bring through information for your particular group. We have not put together a medical team. We are able to draw on aspects of the Elohim group and the Ra group for answers to questions. It is a revolution for us to have brought aspects of the Ra group and aspects of the Elohim group together. It is a very unusual configuration.
Other people might have configurations where their specialization is bringing through medical healing stuff. Yes?
Yes.
Like some of the people that we find that... So if I find those kinds of people and I trust them, I will bring that information to our groups so they can reach out to those people for those particular specialities. Yes? And on other are there other planets where you are working as closely and interfacing as you are with Earth at this time?
It is a particular need that we are attempting to fill and what we are working with you. We find it very rare that anyone is able to bring us through.
Thank you. Well, we're going to close this call. Thank you so much for answering all those questions. And please come along with us when we do full planet healing. And do you have any final comments before we move to our next call?
Thank you. We look forward to many years of good connections.
Thank you. So thank you for being here. Thank all of you for being here. This is a rare thing we're doing, and you're part of it, you know. It's like things like this can't happen in a vacuum. They happen because somebody's listening, and may not be a lot of people, but we're grounding something that could reach, has a potential. In other words, we are creating it, and it has the potential to reach many, 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 many people. And so, you know, sometime you might drop emails to George Norrie telling him about Whole Planet Healing, if you happen to be one of his listeners, and say, please invite Wynn to talk about this. It's an amazing thing. that we're doing. So on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
And we'll see you.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Larry.
Very good.